Yeah, man. What we there? Glad to be here with the eye them, you know.
Really?
Yeah, Jamaica talk, we say, I them mean everyone, you know.
Yeah.
I and I mean everyone, you know. I and I, you know.
Yeah.
I and I, you know. Rastafari. I hear the voice in my head. Phone, I need a Rizzler. And I respect Sizzler. Yeah, man. Yes, Selassie, I.
This is the first question for Prince Salla. Let's talk about the beginning of your career and how you met the music for the first time, how you felt this way for the music.
Well, you know, give thanks first to be here, Rastafari, and give thanks to life. And give thanks to you all for the love that you show me from last night until now. And long live the idem here, Rastafari. Well, oh, I really get really inspired by the music is by my grandmother, you know, because she used to go to a church beside my home in Greenwich Farm, and she used to be on the choir, you know, so she used to want me to come over there all the while. So she used to sing her high tenor, and I used to love her and say, it's marvelous to hear she's gone to the band, and I know it, you know, so I love the music from this, you know, my grandmother, you know, church woman, you know.
Yeah, man.
So this, I'm really getting in contact with the music first and love it from my heart and feel when the organ play and I feel it right all in my soul, you know. You know, and I say, what a thing like this, the music, you know. I feel it, you know,
yes.
From there.
So is the spirit of music come from there?
Yes.
All right. I read that you met all the Jamaican current of music and then you stopped to the roots reggae music. So can you tell us about your musical background?
Well, you know, because really Rastafari, you know, from a youth, you know, and I really see the light, you know. You know, in myself, you know, as a little youth, you know, not perfect light, but seeing some things of love in myself, you know, for love my brother and love my sister, you know. So there's a certain inspiration really come from, you know, to them towards even the music, you know, in my upcoming, you know. Seeing till I start gonna one start the recording now for Joe Gibbs. You know, Joe Gibbs was a little man that used to be come down to Greenwich Farm, and he was a technician, you know, and used to fix radio and them thing there. And he used to hear us singing, you know, some little youths and them thing there on the corner. And he said, boy, he loved the music, he wanted to be a singer too, but he couldn't really sing still. So we say, all right, you say, like how you have the money, be a producer. So Joe Gibbs really started out as a producing from this as a little youth, you know. So come to the music, coming straight up now. Well, I meet and to, well, Bobo Camp, I went to the Bobo Camp, you know, Rastafari Emmanuel Bobo Camp, you know, for a few years and was there, and very nice, I replaced, man, because plenty of things that I hear of that people talking of Bobo is not really true, because Bobo is not a violent man. Bobo is the most loving man you can ever find in this face of the earth, you know, because when I was at the camp for a few years, for 5 years, we can't even quarrel with each other. You know, we mustn't tell a lie with each other, nah, nothing. The more loving is people. You know, so people used to run follow the Bobo them time there. You know? You know, when we keep in the service, people run come in and want to hear what the Bobo say. Because everybody hold on to the Bobo robe and everybody love the Bobo. It's not no like when Bobo say, fire and burn everything and burn everything. You know, fire, Bobo originate under mercy. It's not the fire. You know, you have to have the fire, you know, but you have to have the mercy. Because if you do have the mercy, all of us going burn. You know, because no man is perfect. You know,
yeah, yeah.
So I might be burning you today, and it's tomorrow I go and burn. So I have to know what I burn, you know.
So this is the teaching from Naya Bingi.
The righteous man, them that man, Bobo Camp, man, where we keep a Sabbath day holy from Friday evening 6 o'clock until Saturday evening 6 o'clock. We keep ourselves holy, you know, and peer singing and praising hymns and all them things there. Happiness, man. When people see us on the street, they run follow us. It's not like now when man is say, chill, Bobo, you look like him a racist or what. Them kind of people love we. You know, but it's not really. So Bobo Foundation is a righteous foundation.
Yeah.
Because when I was there, Emmanuel said, you have to love each one. You know, don't say because you is Rasta, you feel like you're better than your brother when you see out on the street. Because him tomorrow might be the man who have to save you. You know them way there? So Emmanuel used to tell us, humbleness. Don't say because you're Rasta, you know more than that man, or you're bigger than that man, or nothing. Humble. Because the more we know, the less we still know too, you know? So there's so much things to know, you know? Rastafari.
And during this period, which was the main artist that you took for inspiration for, which are the name of the
well,
of
you see,
the old artist you
well, you see, my
inspired you?
My my foundation artist that really used to take me as a little youth and carry me in a whole car, because we used to live in Greenwich Town and you have to have a little open there, and East Avenue we have a little open land and you have some old cars that park up in there. So at night time the man's name Slim Smith, Keith Slim Smith, keep that light shining on me. That man there used to carry me in a whole car as a little youth and teach me how to play guitar and give me songs every night, man. Him come to me and say, come Allah, come youth. I can teach you music and carry me in a whole car. Him, Slim Smith, you know, him is the main one. And him, after that, you have man like Bob Marley, you know, Ken Booth, you know, Leroy Sibbs, Zep Tones, you know, Joe
favorite?
Higgs, all of them.
Yeah. What's your favorite?
No, well, it's in them time there, it really hard for really have a favorite in them time there, you know, because you see, all man are sing big tune them time there, you know. Because you hear a big tune tonight and say, boy, Ken Booth, me love him, and tomorrow you hear Alton and I say, whoa, Alton, me love him. So them time there, boy, the music is big with competition. Not a violent competition, you know, a loving competition. You know, every man want to hear him radio, him name, him song play on the radio and say, yeah, and some princess come and say, yes, man. And your mother say, yes, I love you, man. It's them thing that we used to love, hear with music play on the radio. It's not like now with us money and, you know, and going like you don't love people and don't respect people. You know, them time they just love, man, and honor. You know, I saw the foundation. That's why the music is so nice on the 70s.
Yeah, so what do you think about the new roots revival style right down in Jamaica? Come back from the roots to the present. So I want to ask you if you, in your opinion, the trend of Jamaican new roots now is original, is truly inspired.
Yes, because you know what? You see this rhythm? And the drum pump is coming from the ska. Ska. It's the same thing. Come back again in a new style and color, dancehall. The ska, lively time, you know. Seeing the ska come back in a different way. Them call it dancehall music, you know. But I love it because, you know why I love some of it? Because I love the roots part tonight. Because in every music, you have roots tonight, you know. In a hip-hop, you have roots. In a dancehall, you have roots. You know, in every music, jazz, every music have a roots part tonight. Blues have a roots part. You know, so you see, as long as the dancehall music, and I love the lively rhythm where the youth them love, because the youth them love jump up, you know. So them have to have the rhythm where keep them jump up. But say good things for them rhythm where them are jump up. Just say good things. I love the good things and the rhythm, because all music a God, because all music is a sound, you know. Music is a sound and it's righteousness, but it's what man put on it that is dirty, you know. So I love the music, yeah, man, but just put good things, clean lyrics on it.
So
you know?
It's a vibe thing.
Yes, yes. It's a vibe thing because everything couldn't remain the same. You must have changes. But you want to change it for the what? Better, not the worse. So just keep the what? Good lyrics in the music. That's why I love Asha so much, you know, because I see a female woman when play pure roots music, you know. All dancehall music, but it's roots. Yeah. Because it's coming from the roots. And you know where they talk the truth? The truth is always the roots. The truth is the root. The lie is imitation, but any talk about the truth of righteousness is the roots. So the dancehall music with the roots, I love it, man. Because you have a little princess come on the radio station all the while and say, put good lyrics in all the music because children are listening, you know? So you see, the singers, they have responsibility, you know? Not with just money, but for the children. For know what you're singing to the children.
For you, so it's a mission.
Because what you sing today, tomorrow it's going to come back and face you. You know, so if you sing bad things tomorrow, the same bad things when come back and face you. See, so better you sing good things, you know, because children are listening. Rastafari, you know, one love.
Big message.
Big man. Big message. Rasta man.
Well, now I want to ask you another thing. How do you get the inspiration to write lyrics? Can you tell us about the story, a lyric of your song?
Yes.
From what kind of inspiration you take it?
Maybe well, a song like Man from Bojack with his garment dipped in blood. You know, why I get that meditation is because when I was a youth and at the Bubba Camp, they used to make me play the bass drum with a big stick. So the bass drum is a big drum that is in front of you and you can't see in front of you. It's just a drum you see in front of you. And one night I was playing Naya Bingi for about 1 hour straight. Pure Naya Bingi. And I close my eyes like this, and when I look, I see Prince Emmanuel up at the gate in a red robe. Dancing Naya Bingi. and I play the drums and I look upon him saying I'm a meditation and I see my and I play it more vibes and when the music finish and I jump up and go and tell some bridge and say, you know, I just see Emmanuel. A man say, what? Emmanuel is up here and I'm red robe dancing, Naya Bingi. Same way. So it's like a spiritual contact. So that music I just say, yeah, because my van him red robe, I say man from Bojack with his garment dipping blood. Is that inspiration why I really make him that tune, you know? But most of my songs are from the Bible, because in the Bubba camp we read the Bible every day, you know? Every day, psalms and chapters every day and sing hymns, you know? So it's like the Bible, you know? Bible. Right. Give thanks, Emmanuel teaching. Bible, man.
Right. 2 years ago I saw you, and I remember nowadays your positivity and energy. So I just want to ask you, where does this enthusiasm come from?
Well, you know, believe me, you know, I'll be all right now, but it's when I go up on the stage, it's like it's a different world. I don't know how to really explain it, but it's like it's a different world I'm in now, you know, when I'm on the stage. It's like, say, I'm myself, but really not myself, you know. So it's like the vibe just make me move, you know. The vibes that make me move. And another thing that I appreciate big is really the selection where Asha select I really play. You know, him really play some selection that I must sing for with really some big selection that really touch my heart all the while, you know. So him is a great help to me because, you know, the bigger the music, the more powerful the lyrics come from you, you know, because it's the music bring out the lyrics out of you, you know. You only want to see a topic, you know. You only want to see all the brethren like when son up say and say, and the music just bring out. See a high brethren son up the Irie and him have on them glasses and is a tune gone, you know. So when the rhythm bring out things out of you, when the rhythm big it bring out things, you know, what he even never even did before. Things that when you in the studio and you even sing it because the rhythm around the stage, it's like you surprise your own self. Cause like you didn't know you could go on that road, you know, to the rhythm where the rhythm carry you, you know. Give thanks to Asha. Give me some big rhythm for play, man. Big rhythm. I'ma love him.
Yeah. All right. Thank you.
The both side of my chest, from my left and right. I love him. When my heart, the angst by my lungs there.
So, ready for the next question?
Yeah, man.
I want to ask you, how did the cooperation with European producers begin? For example, like Jashaka or Jawaria.
Well, Jashaka, I was in Jamaica one day and Johnny Clark came to me and told me, said, Jashaka want to see me at Lego Studio because he wanted some special theme sound, you know, some dub plate theme sound and everything. So I just went to Lego and did some dub plate theme sound, you know. Well, after that, no, when I was in England in 99, no, I met up a brother named Peter Bruggs. You know, and him introduced me to say, you know, say a man named Jawaria, say him want to see you, you know. I'm say, yes, man, so him carry me to the air, and I did a LP for Jawaria, you know. And then after that again now, you know, I come to me most well, one of my important time in my life, you know, when Asha Selector sent me, say, come man, we come to Switzerland, man, from 2000, you know, until now, you know, 6 years, you know, and 6 years without any tear. No tear from the right eye, no tear from the left eye. Him big, you know? Him don't give me no pain.
So, now I want to ask you if you want to tell us to Italian people, yeah. You want a message to the people in
yeah.
Italy.
And, yeah, man.
So, yeah, man. What you can add to this interview?
Well, my message, you know, is like all the time, love. Because it's only love that can conquer. Only love is the answer, you know, because look, we had one world war, death, destruction, pain, people cry, children die. Two world war, the same thing, children die. Three world war, this is a worse one, nuclear world war, we don't want it. You know, we just want love, like how the Father created it, love, you know, that's what we need. And you know, it's not the wish of the people, you know, it's just the leaders that is leading the people astray. Because if you have good leaders, you have good people. You know, like you have a good parents, you have good children. Because, you know, the parents will be teaching the children all the while. So the responsibility is upon the leaders, you know. It's time them look in themselves and know that every time I look on the television and see in Iraq and see a one-hand like a youth or a youth without eyes, you know, how they feel, you know. And the terrorists, when you see people dying, how do you feel, you know. So I ask love on both sides, because only love is the answer. Only love can conquer, you know? So I say, Italy, love, I love you. from my heart. That is my message, because I want to see all people live in love and life and happiness, because so Jah created, so Jah say. Right? Rastafari.
Thank
bless.
You so much.
Rastafari. Yes.
Another question I want to ask you about King Tubby.
Yes, well, we on Freedom Sound went up to King Tubby's with a rhythm. I'm on Stone rhythm. So, we was in there and when we vice the rhythm and them thing there, King Tubby's into his engineering room and come round, because I was making amps, and come round and say, boy, I have to mix this tune here, man. So he say, all right, so what we going to do now? So we say, we want some sound, you know, because we are Roman Marshall. Say, you want some sound? Rrr. So him go for a little thing and bring a sound and him say, yeah, man, that sound there. Brr. But you know, them time they used to have the BBC news that come every 8 o'clock in the morning in Jamaica, you know, and used to have, him have that sound, never them thing to. So him just put it on to him because it's a news. Him say, it's a news coming because him and Sir Stone coming to Marshall Road. It's a news. So him just put on the, and then, King Tubby's man, my rating man, my big up man, great brethren man, spiritual brethren man, King Tubby's man. Yeah man, love man. No, well you know, a lot of my dubs is just one of my music that King Tubby's really mixing up. Is I'm and Sir Stone. The rest of them is jammies and scientists. But I'm and Sir Stone, King Tubby's. Great. Because in them times they know. Nobody did know how to put in certain effect in the music. Same little, the engineer them, other engineer them, like scientists and jammies in the studio, never know them have them technical ability for really put in, you know, and them thing there night. Don't go King Tubby's. That's why he would have to come to that for us. Yeah. And that tune
what's
there.
What's the difference for you from King Tubby's and Lee Perry? Do you prefer the style of Lee Perry or King Tubby?
No, you see, well, it's two different styles, you know. You see, King Tubby's style is a more dancing style. But you see, Lee Perry's style is a more churchical, a more spiritual, upon more spiritual side, you know?
And what's your favorite?
Oh, we do. You hear that tune, you about over the two of them? Well, I couldn't have no favorite because it's two different type.
Yeah.
A person, because King Tubby's when him play, everybody's dance all, you know. Oh, King Tubby, but when Lee Perry play, it's like, the man's gonna say, why, hear the man, hear that, yeah, because I'm always gonna find some sound and, you know, more things, you know.
How many times you saw them?
Well, one time with Man from Buzz Rock, King, I did it at Black Hawk Studio. So they we went to the studio, me and Tapazuki. And we come and we start singing with the aggravator, then start play the rhythm. Ah, you know, come in now. Lee Perry come in now and see me and say, yes, you can hold me by me and lift me up and start spin me around and start like some things and say, yeah, man, play that tune, the man. And so Lee Perry, Scratch Perry, put on enough vibes in that rhythm there, you know? The way I'm going and yeah. The musician, you know? Doom, doom. Poo doo bo dum tum tum doo boo, you know?
Yeah.
Lee Perry, man, and him, yeah, man. Big man, Lee Perry, big. He my vibes in his way. Because every man have a vibes, but in his way, you know? Him, we make a laugh, you know?
Yeah.
If you're laughing, man,
thank
you know?
Thank you so much for sharing this experience.
Yeah. I'm a thank you, too. You know, and I think I have to say again, too, you know? You see, I make the song, I'm and Sir Stone come to Mahjong Room. But, you know, I read it in the Bible. Said Daniel saw a stone come to mash down Rome. So it's not really this room, the city that I really want to mash down. It's really the system. Because them time you just hear about Rome, but no, it's a worldwide thing. You know, see, evil there all over the earth. All the way evil there. So that stone there is to mash down all evil all over the earth. A system, not the people or the place. You know? So hear me now. I man saw a stone just a come to mash down Rome. Great, great stone just a come to mash down Rome. Please, assist me, I tell you, man. Because I love the people. Rastafari.
I say Babylon is falling. Kingdom is tumbling down, la la. Babylon is falling. His kingdom. going down. Careless Ethiopian shall go down with Babylon, because they don't know when to leave. I say careless Ethiopian shall go down with Babylon, just because of greed. La la, I say Babylon is falling. La la, I say his kingdom is falling down. La la, I say Babylon is falling, his kingdom is falling down. Ethiopians, shake yourself from the dust. Arise and sit down, O Jerusalem. Loose yourself from the bands of thy neck, O captive daughters and sons of Zion. Ethiopians, shake yourself from the dust. Arise and sit down, O Jerusalem. Loose yourself from the bands of your neck, O captive sons and daughters of Zion. La la, I say Babylon is falling. La la, I say his kingdom is falling down. La la, I say Babylon is falling, his kingdom is falling down. La la, la 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 la, la 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 la, la 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 la, la 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 la.
But not even don't want to say, man, you don't want Jacob Miller. I talk about I and I have fallen in a rasta. The face of a pillar. The brother just on the clarification, rasta.
You don't see. You win, sir.
Come on, sir. Lion.
Sir. Rough. Tough. You know?
So when a lion is sleeping, never you try to wake him. Why did he look for trouble? Why did he trouble? Why did he trouble the lion? Say, why did he trouble the gaga? You can't escape this judgment. And if you even move out of Babylon, so you can't escape this judgment. And if you even move out of Babylon, so you are Falara. But I am not DJ. You are Falara. But I am originator. Who where you are ballad? Be still, I'm your superior. You are valid. Who are you, a falara? Who are you, a falara? Who are you, a valid? Why did you trouble? And why did you look for trouble? If you never trouble, wouldn't trouble you?
Could it? And some little solid boy and some little Syrian boy at the top of the mountain. I a rasta, for I the originator. You don't know, go away. Now some little fashion trend, you don't know. So we on the lax business. This lax.
Be still, I'm your superior. So don't you trouble. For it is dangerous. I will make you run up and down. Say, I will make you run up and down. So don't you trouble. So don't you trouble. So why did you trouble? Why did you trouble? If you never trouble, wouldn't trouble you. Say, why did you trouble the lion? Say, why did you trouble the dog? Say, why did you trouble the lion? When a lion is sleeping, never you drop to wake him up. Trouble is very dangerous. Trouble is very dangerous. You can't escape this judgment. You can't escape this.
Talk, you know.
Say when a lion is sleeping, never you try to wake.
Thank you.
run up and down. So don't you trouble, trouble. So don't you trouble, trouble.
Now believe you me, it's all for free. So you've got to go to the gate and pay your musical rate and dig straight. Cause this sound stand for dominate. Now this song to be chapter 4 of a sound called Swing Easy, starring a brother called the Linja. Rock a dem a rock dumb so. The rock a dem a rock dumb so. Rock a dem a rock dum, for dem a rock dum, rock a dem a rock dum dum. So when I tell you about a heavy body rock, conky dem a rock dum dum. They say the conky and the rebel and the remini a dem, for dem a rock dum dum. Everybody rocking dum dum. The rock a dem a rock dem, for dem a rock dem. And then your wappa do the wappa shooky do. My bookies, I will bring it to you. Zim, 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 staggerly. I say you stole away the cookie from the little cookie jar. Oh, me, yes, you couldn't. And then I oh, I too, I stole the cookie from the cookie jar. And when I did the same, you stole away my cookie from the cookie jar. Hey, come on, make your bum down so. The rocker make your rock down so. The rocker make you rock dumb, cause them a rock dumb, cause them a rock dumb, dumb. You know? Cause everybody know the rockers right. Rocker them a shock dumb. But you go boo boo, you go boogie, you go boogie, fleeky, beachy, screechy, beachy, beachy, beachy. Yeah! I saw you screechy round the bend and go and tell your little friend about the little girl you know called Gwen. Tell you! And so you screechy round the black, you screechy with the I want you to say, rock a dem a rock dum dum. Don't go the conky dem a rock dum. And on the rebel dem, and Remy Naya dem too. Everybody going out to
town. Rasta man country. Yeah.
yonder. They are dancing and singing, yeah, jumping for joy. So me sing, oh mama, mama, oh mama, mama, yeah, jumping for joy. Oh mama, mama, oh mama, mama, yeah. My brother singing,
emergency. A sound's called a state of emergency. Yeah. Sound's declared to cut down violence. I will tell you. Right on. Tribulation not till it's hatred. State of emergency, man, it was a state of emergency. I will me do, I will me say, sir. Why me I tell him, say, you know, do nothing but why, you know. It is a state of emergency. Said it was a state of emergency. No matter what you do, and him, no matter what you say, then no matter who you are, and him, no matter where you come from, state of emergency. A state of emergency. See them detain 60 and 5. 33 gone to no man's land. 32 gone to upper camping. Them a top ranking. Top ranking in detention camping. Yeah. Fires gone to no man's land. Top ranking gone to upper camping. See the fires gone to no man's land. In the case of emergency. Boy, me tell you, say one Tuesday morning bright and early, me a knocking for my door. And me take a brief through the keyhole and see a whole lot of soldier and police parade in my house. And I say, this is a curfew. Yeah. Said it was a state of emergency. Said it was a state of emergency. I said I went down to youth development agency. No figure look little vacancy. And the caretaker say, man, you can't get no vacancy. In a state of emergency. Said it was a state of emergency. Why tribulation, me I tell you, say, dread anything you get, you have to take. In a state of emergency. Hey, heal your berry. I want to die, dread, I am. What you want to ready some Babylon, wall I am, Trimai. Say them Trimai. Me say them cut off, me not to dread. And then them turn I in a ballad, yeah. Till you see them cut off, me not dread. In a state of emergency. Said it was a state of emergency. It very urgent, state of emergency. Anything you get, you want to take. So you get it, so you take it, you know.
But I want to knock down my door this time of the morning and when I'm on just to catch my post snaps. About fear.
I'm evil after I'm come to get my welding done.
All right, how are you, sister? Step forward, yeah.
I've scored into the fields. Now, sister love, you got to wait until I have my meat, yeah. Yeah. Welding, now where the young girl want. Welding, yeah. Welding, now where the young girl want. Welding. And all around Jamaica way, you can hear them talking about them soda winners, I would say. I might say, welding, now where the young girl want. Welding. And I kinda like my heart silly. Touch. I can make them young girl move like a roach. Yeah. And give them soldering. Soldering where the whole lady want. Soldering. Yeah. Soldering where the whole woman want. Soldering. I'm anti-welding where the damsel want welding. Are you the mountain, the green of the grass? Black of the girl, the sweet of her. Welding, now where the young girl want welding. Are you the monkey clown, the more we make spores? You can't take it, you gotta stay on there with it, there's no bed of rose. Welding, now where the roots man want welding, yeah. Deal with the daughter and deal with the heart, welding, yeah. Deal with the daughter and even the whole lady too.